From there, who knows? Yeah, I know. So we gotta love God and keep His commandments to love each other. Love your neighbor as yourself. You can't love your neighbor yourself if you don't love God. Conversely, you can't love God if you hate your neighbor. So that's sort of paradoxical, you know, because it's circular again. How do you break into that circle? By the power of the Spirit of God, building you up into those things. You can't just say, I love. I mean, you can say it, but it's like, it's not going to count. It doesn't count. You can say, I believe in Jesus, but it doesn't count. You don't even know who He is. And if you sin and you say you know Him, you're a liar. If you say you believe in Him and you don't know Him, you're a liar. If you don't know Jesus, you don't believe in Him because you can't believe in that which you don't know. You can't. In order to believe in Him, we must know Him. And again, it's like a circle. And if you say you know Him, but you don't walk as He walked, you're a liar. Going back to chapter 1. John, you know, see, people look at these things written in the end of the book of John, and they didn't read the first parts of the book of John to see the whole point of what he's saying, the purposes he laid out. I, brethren, I write in these things that you sin not. Brethren, this, and he lays out all this foundation, and he adds to it and builds on it and everything. And then people would just come to this last verse. Look it, I have a verse here that tells me the truth. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. See, that's it. All I have to do is believe. Yeah, all you have to do is believe. But it's not... See, but by just isolating this verse, you've denied the faith. You do deny it. When you deny, it's like, God calls you up in the phone. He says, look at it. Sherry, I want to tell you all the things you need to know for salvation. First, you got to believe on me, first and foremost. Well, thanks, goodbye. You hang up on him. That's what you do. That's what they do. That's all. Thank you. Step one is good enough for me. First and foremost, he has to love you. Yeah, I believe on him. Yeah. You know, first of all, they're not even going at the beginning of the process. Because the beginning of process is before the beginning of time. That's where the process begins. It doesn't begin with me having faith. Though that's very important in my life. That is the beginning for me. Because that's where I begin to know him. Well, you know, this thing of believe. You know, believe it to be persuaded. I mean, you know, what did you get persuaded of? You know, Jesus, when he spoke of John, he said, you know, what went you out there in the wilderness for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment, right? He did this, and I kind of think of the thing. When you received Jesus, what did you receive? You know, a way to save your own skin? Your ticket out of hell? A mansion in heaven filled with good things and food of the world? What did you go out? What did you believe in him for? Do you even know who you've believed on? Everyone that loveth him that begat also loveth him that is begotten of him. That means we love our brethren. You love God, you love them also that are begotten of God. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is begotten of God, whatever born, begotten, it ultimately doesn't make a difference. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Because faith is how we obtain everything. By faith, because it's what the first gift God gives us in grace so that we could believe his promises. By faith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him for righteousness. But more than that, God actually caused Sarah to get pregnant. So he wasn't just a fool believing God for nothing. I don't believe these things in vain. I haven't believed in vain, and I hope I haven't run in vain. But if I have, then God's just a liar. But I know that's not true. He's true. I believe him. And he helps my unbelief, you know, because I haven't always been a big believer. Faith is something that came very hard for me, really. I mean, it was not easy for me to believe. I had lots of doubts. God sent things my way that caught, you know, including that experience I talked about in chapter 4, that really just changed, you know, it's just, it changed my unbelief into belief. I was never a full-blown atheist. I was never a full-blown anything. That's what I mean. It was kind of pathetic, you know. It was more pathetic than I was, like, grandiose chief of sinners or something like that. Servant of servants. Okay, who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth, you believe Jesus is the Son of God? Have you overcome the world since you believed? Because that's what you do. He that believeth overcometh the world. If you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins. I'll sin every day till I die. Well, you don't believe in Jesus then. Well, sure, I believe in Jesus. No, but Jesus came to deliver you from that. You've cut him off. You hung up the phone. Or your minister did. Sorry. You know, it's not your fault. God help you. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're speaking of. The ministers have led you astray. And God help them. They don't know what they're doing. It's a... I thank God that I am at least able to see. And some people say, you're a pretty arrogant idiot. Say on. I don't care. Alright, here come these verses. Verse 6. This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. Not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. We'll stop there for a second, because verse 7 requires some attention. Jesus, the Son of God, he came by water and blood. Not by water only, but by water and blood. I'm just thinking on this, because like I said, I didn't preview this chapter either. But I've thought about this for a long time. But not deeply like I am right now. Water and blood. So I think immediately, well, what is that? Water and blood. Well, that's the, I suppose, baptism and his sacrifice. You know? Born of water. And it doesn't say born of water and blood.